This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. A deadly explosion and possible terror attack in Crimea. The Kremlin now says 13 are dead Wednesday after a blast at a college in Crimea. Authorities say that at least 10 people have been killed and more than 50 injured as a result of the explosion at a vocational college in the Black Sea city of Kerch. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters that officials are looking into a possible terrorist attack. The college's director told Crimean media the incident involved gunmen as well. Again, just in the Kremlin now saying 13 people are dead in this attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Wednesday with senior Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This comes after Saudi leaders said they will show the entire world results of a thorough investigation into the disappearance of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Jung Gambrill reports a pro-government Turkish newspaper has published what it says is audio taken from inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul the day Khashoggi disappeared from there.
They described the audio of the interaction as Mr. Khashoggi being tortured pretty gruesomely. It also says that the consul general could be heard on the tape telling those involved in the torture of Mr. Khashoggi not to do it inside of the consulate. And then one of the individuals taking part in that told him to, quote, shut up if you want to live when you return to Saudi Arabia.
Khashoggi was last seen October 2nd entering the consulate. An Afghan lawmaker contesting this week's parliamentary elections was among four people killed on Wednesday. Officials say that politician is Abdul Jabbar Karaman. This is VOA News. Tensions rise in the Middle East following a Gaza rocket attack on a residential zone in southern Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli medics say a woman and her three children, whose home in Beersheba was struck, are being treated for shock after they fled to their shelter upon being awoken by warning sirens. The woman's swift response likely saved their lives as the home was destroyed and debris scattered throughout the street. In response, and after days of rising tensions, Israeli jets have pounded Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry says a militant was killed inside one of the posts targeted and three other people were wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of migrants from Central America are attempting to make their way to the U.S., prompting President Donald Trump to warn Honduras it risks losing millions in aid unless the caravan is stopped. Rafael Hernandez is part of the caravan and said he wants to be part of the American dream to improve himself and his family and escape the many shortages in his homeland. The organizer has been detained, while the caravan itself faced a standoff with police in Guatemala. The International Committee of the Red Cross Tuesday acknowledged the death by execution of medical aid worker Hawa Mohammed Liman by jihadists in Nigeria. Patricia Danzi condemned the killing.
We believe that there is no cause that can justify an execution of a young healthcare staff. It's just an appalling situation.
She said no ransom was paid. Liman was one of three aid workers abducted by the group Islamic State in West Africa in March. One was killed last month. Liman's death followed the passage of a deadline for meeting unspecific demands. The UN Refugee Agency Tuesday expressed alarm over the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese from Angola over the past 2 weeks. Barbara Baloche is a UNHCR spokesman.
Congolese government officials estimate that some 200,000 nationals have arrived in Kasai province alone, with more arrivals reported in the neighboring Kasai Central province.
The expulsion order has targeted migrants working in the informal mining sector of Angola. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis plans to meet on Thursday in Singapore with his Chinese counterpart amid escalating tensions over China's purchase of Russian fighter planes and missiles, as well as ongoing friction in the South China Sea. Shortly after Mattis arrived in Singapore on Wednesday, after a visit to Vietnam, a senior Mattis aide told reporters that meeting is set to happen Thursday. I'm Liz Palka.